Yeah, I like to concentrate on cotton if I can. It's just we're a one man operation or a one and a half man operation. So cotton's easy to grow and gives me time to have a bit of a break at winter time. So cotton's my crop.
So usually this time of year, it's feed up for you.
I don't think so. No, we're getting ground ready. I've just been to the US for a study tour and we're heading to the conference in a week's time. So yeah, it's not feed up, but it's busy, but a different busy.
We'll talk about that trip to the States in a second. How long have you been in this part of the world?
Been here nearly 40 years, so I'm nearly a local. Another 20 years I should be there.
What's been the biggest change?
It has changed from winter crop to summer crop to cotton, and there's been a few small crops grown like onions and broccoli, but cotton's the king at the moment. But 10 years' time, who knows? We'll change whatever.
How'd it go for you this year?
Oh, pretty happy. We got knocked around with that 10 inches of rain. Quality was knocked around a bit, but it's given us a really good start for next year. So while we lost a bit on the one way, we've certainly gained a lot with the 10 inches.
And looking at prices at the moment, they're sort of down a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but we're a bit lucky because we're irrigators, so we can forward sell, and we've got over half our crop forward sold for a lot of money, so or good money, not a lot of money.
A lot of money. Hang on, I'll hit you up for a loan very soon if that's the case. And Stuart, speaking of that, this forward selling business, and you can do it with so many different agricultural crops, it's like hedging your bets, isn't it, really? But there's always a gamble involved.
Oh yeah, and that's why I said because we're irrigation farmers, it takes a lot of the gamble because we can produce a certain percentage of our crop. It's guaranteed. The only thing that can go wrong is hail, and then we would be in trouble. But yeah. It's irrigation guarantees what we do.
In more recent years, there's also been, and you see this as you drive around this particular area in Cecil Plains, say no or this gate is locked to coal seam gas. How has that changed the area?
It has brought the community together very well. We are together as a community against this invasion of our land. And we probably wouldn't be so much against it, but there's too many unknowns in what they want to do with our land and our aquifer. So until we get all those things right, we're saying you can't come in the present form that you're in. You've got to change and offer something different.
Do you think they will?
Yes, yes. We've had a lot of success with the Queensland government, and they have passed legislation and regulations that has given us some skin in the game. So we are now, instead of negotiations used to be between the government and the mining company, now it's between the mining company and the landholder with the government as the third party.
That's something we'll talk more about with David Hamilton from the Basin Sustainability Alliance a little bit later here in the Country Hour. Stuart, just before you go, how do you describe your trip to the States and what it was just about?
We went over to look at herbicide resistant weeds, in particular glyphosate. I suppose you could say frightening to see. It was a disaster over there. The weeds were just, what a weed that they could kill 6 years ago with glyphosate laughs at it now. And the farmers, some of the quotes from the farmers over there that glyphosate is a good adjuvant. It's no longer used to kill weeds. And so we don't want to get in that position. And what we're aiming to do is become proactive, because the American farmer went reactive. He waited till the disaster was over. They went into denial. We're not there yet, so we've got the opportunity to be proactive. And it's not just cotton farmers, it's every farmer in Australia needs to be aware of what's happening and what could happen and to be proactive now.
Stuart, lovely to meet face to face for the first time. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Stuart Armitage here at Cecil Plains. He's a local